the Murray River Lakes and Coorong Tourism Alliance has been recognised at this month's SA Tourism Awards. They've now taken out the Tourism Marketing and Campaigns category twice in a row, following gold at the last awards ceremony. Tourism Development Manager Bill Neamey led award-winning campaigns after taking the reins in 2021. He joins me now to discuss. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me on.
You must be thrilled with the award.
Yeah, absolutely. It's recognition for a lot of effort, but importantly, the collaboration and support of our great industry and tourism operators and experiences that we have in the region.
What do you think it is about your campaigns that caught the attention of judges?
Yeah, being an ex-judge myself, I know that it's really important to show that you are focused wider than just yourselves. So the campaign enabled a lot of operators and our local government partners to invest in a campaign and get into media platforms that often they can't afford or have the propensity or the skill set to get involved with. So it really enables us to really showcase our experiences in a greater frequency and a greater range of mediums that we normally could by ourselves.
What do you think it is about the region, Murray River Lakes and Coorong, that attracts tourists?
Oh, it's always a good question. Look, diversity could be a bigger strength, but obviously, you know, the thing that connects us all together is the Murray River. But we just have so much diversity. For example, you know, the Bend Motorsport Park creates a different angle. Monado Safari Park, the Coorong itself, all of the great river shacks, you know, right down from Swan Reach, you know, right through to Mount and Murray Bridge and further on. It's just a range of different experiences. So, Jen, it's an interesting question when people say, Bill, what's your target market? Hmm. And you look at them and go, you know what, everybody, because we've got something for everyone.
Since you've taken on the role, it's been pretty internal, hasn't it, in terms of tourists from across SA for the most part?
Yeah, it's a really good point you raise. And COVID's been really good for some people and not so good for others. But what it's done is obviously forced people to travel, you know, the interstate market to travel. But I've had a lot of even my own friends that have never been to the region saying, gee, Bill, you know, it was better than we thought. And so we hope that there's a long-term advocacy component as things open up and the borders open up. Obviously, people will want to do other things. But really, we've had a great opportunity for South Australians to actually see their own backyard, which has been fantastic.
And there's the is the night sky one part of your area? I know that.
Yeah, the International Dark Sky Reserve, 3,200 hectares. If you think of it, it's a huge area, mainly in our region, the Mid-Murray Council area, centred around Swan Reach, but there is a lot of potential and developments that are going to happen in the future. Government is looking at different options in respect to infrastructure, for example, the possibility of some sort of observatory / planetarium, which we really need. We need to sort of focus on the educational component for families and for average punters, because it's not just scientists that want to go to the reserve. But, Jenny, it's also really interesting because there's a commercial aspect of external imaging and companies that are looking at the Dark Sky Reserve because of the quality of imaging that's available, and there's a lot of different industry sectors that look at that. So there's commercial aspects, there's tourism aspects, there's educational aspects, there's scientific aspects. It really is an opportunity for the region and, more importantly, the state in the future.
Bill Neamey's with me. He's the Tourism Development Manager at the Murray River Lakes and Coorong Tourism Alliance. They've taken out back-to-back awards at the SA Tourism Awards. And what's going to be your next focus, Bill?
Oh, God, yeah. Have a rest.
Oh, yeah?
No joking. It's funny you say that because Thursday tenders finished for a new website, so we're looking at a new website. A new visitor guide will be launched next week, which is a huge thing because we've increased it from 24 to 36 pages. We also have a digital version. So really, Jenny, you know, when you're in a marketing role and communications and promoting the great region we have, it is just ongoing. There's always opportunities that we're, you know, trying to take advantage of, working closely, for example, with the SA Tourism Commission, because, of course, they are the major marketer of the state. So, yeah, it's exciting. There's lots of great experiences. Monado Safari Park, if you don't mind me mentioning.
Oh, yeah.
new visitor information centre in February, accommodation planned for late next year. That is going to be huge and a really extra draw card for the region. The new Bridgeport Hotel, 100 rooms in Murray Bridge, the upgrading of the Sturt Reserve, the extra events that are going to Monado Safari Park, you know, the Langhorne Creek wine region right on our doorstep, the river. It just goes on. We're blessed.
Yeah, and the Langhorne Creek region is also getting a bit spruced up as well, isn't it? Interconnected wine trail happening there.
Yeah, and it's a real community feel with the wineries and the cellar doors all, you know, talking collaboration. And they really do work well together. And it's you know, besides the wine being terrific, the cellar door experience is really key. And, the 8 cellar doors work really well together and help each other out. It's really heartening.
It must be so exciting to work in an area where you can see all of this amazing stuff and the potential of it and the fact that it's taking international and interstate tourists a little while to cotton on, but it's just on the precipice, isn't it?
It's a good point you raise because, while international has been obviously just about dead because of COVID, but traditionally we only get 3% of our visitation from international. But then when you get something like the Dark Sky Reserve, it gives the propensity to increase that because internationals generally spend more and stay longer. So, you have a balance. While the domestic market is always going to be our main market and the drive market, we have the potential to get some of more of these high-yielding internationals, especially, the Dark Sky Reserve is a huge opportunity.
You got your work cut out for you, so make sure you enjoy that holiday break if you get one. And thanks so much for your time today, Bill.
Jenny, thanks for having me on, and we appreciate the support of all our local media. Thank you.